A long time ago, a handicapped person used to live in a village. He had one leg cut off and he would walk using crutches. Once, somebody asked him, "Brother, how did this leg get cut?" He replied, "It got cut off due to the curse of my mother." The man said, "Why did your mother curse you?" He said, "It is a very strange story. In my childhood, I once caught a sparrow and tied a thread in her leg. In the meanwhile, she suddenly flew from my hand, and to save her life, she flew into the crack of a wall. However, the thread was left hanging outside the crack. I took the thread and pulled her mercilessly. Upon this, the sparrow came out in a lot of pain, but her leg had cut off due to the thread. Seeing this, my mother became extremely angry and she invoked curse upon me, saying, 'The way you have cut this poor sparrow's leg, may Allah Almighty also cut your leg.' I did not pay any attention to this, and this event became quite old too. After some time, I embarked upon a journey to the city in order to acquire education. On the way, I fell off the vehicle, which severely injured my leg. Reaching the city, I got my leg treated a lot by the doctor. I took loads of medicines, but the leg did not cure. Eventually, I had to get the leg cut off. This way, the curse of my mother was fulfilled. Lesson: from this story, we come to know that we should not harm any animal or bird. Just like us humans, Allah Almighty created the birds and the animals too. Allah Almighty gets angry if we harm them for no reason. And if we look after them, then Allah Almighty gets pleased. Our beloved Master Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam has stated, a person was traveling. On the way, he became extremely thirsty. Just nearby, he saw a well. After drinking from the well when he was leaving, he saw that there is a dog and his tongue stuck out due to thirst. He thought that he, the dog, must also be thirsty, just like me. He returned back, filled his mouth with water, came to the dog and made him drink it. Just due to this merciful act of his, Allah Almighty forgave his sins. Listening to this, the blessed Sahaba asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, do we get reward even for being affectionate towards the animals?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "Reward is given over being affectionate upon every living being."